from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Ozzie Guillen.
That's a White Sox baseball.
White Sox pre- and post-analyst for NBC Sports Chicago.
La Pantera. My main is La Pantera. La Pantera. La Pantera. No. Pantera.
La Pantera.
There you go.
2000 World Series winning manager for the White Sox.
Tying run at second. Two out. Palmeiro. Over the head of Jenks. Uribe charges, throws. Out! And the White Sox have won the World Series. Juan Uribe with a play, charging it, throwing it, and the White Sox celebrate their first title in 88 years.
No hold bar baseball opinion.
You want to hear here's the truth, a fact, funny, sad, upset, whatever it is. There's nothing, we're not going to lie. We're not going to try to win rating about talking about the ball club. And hey, but what it is they like it, they do it. They don't like it, play better.
Ozzie Guillen with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Always fun to talk to Ozzie Guillen, and he joins us now in the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Good morning, Ozzie. How are you?
Morning, guys. Very well. Very good. Thank God.
That's good. I'm glad you're feeling better, Ozzie. Although after yesterday's doubleheader sweep, that would make you feel bad again.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I never thought I went to my doctor to check my 60-year-old 80 body. And they told me how to put a shingle shot. I don't know what a shingle was. We call it something now in Venezuela. Then I said, what is this? I said, oh, well, explain to me. Then, okay. Then I put a shot. I don't think I was taking another COVID shot. That thing killed me. I can't even walk around my house, and it was awful. But everything is fine right now. That's one good. Day later, it's good. But I just stay there watching with my grandkids. Then all of a sudden, I turn the TV on. Just for 1 minute, last inning of the White Sox last night, and this kid made that play. You got to see my kid, Osney, he's from Miami. He lives in Miami. He was next to me. You got to see how high this kid jumped. This kid been watching baseball since he was 2 months old. And after we saw that, and I just turned around to him and said, man, they have to find another way to lose, not like this. I was shocked, and I see a lot of great plays in baseball. I see a lot of tremendous home runs to win World Series. But when I saw that, I told my son, I said, man, you know what? How the hell the White Sox got to do to win another game? That was shocking. And, man, it was like everything out is sold. And it's just something, hey, it's going to be tough to to think about it. But you know, today they have to go to the field, forget about it. And I know as a fan, you're not going to forget about it. It's a player you have to. You don't have no choice.
Ozzy is brought to us by Four Winds Resort and Casino. Four Winds Casinos in New Buffalo and South Bend, your entertainment escape. And Ozzy, you know, watching just the you know, Frank and they can't replace you with one man. They need to. Frank and Scotty Pods were in studio with Chuck, and it was interesting to hear. You know, they lose the first game, and they lost that first game the way they've lost all year, which is they actually were doing okay, and then you get to like the sixth inning and things, the seventh inning, things start to fall apart, and next thing you know, you've given up runs and you've lost the game. And Frank said, you know, their confidence really seems shot. Like, it really seems like it's gotten to a point where you put together, it's now 103 losses. At the time, it was 102, where you say, oh, they should win the second game. It's hard to lose a doubleheader, but you just feel like there's no confidence left. Now, you know, again, that Andrew Vaughn looks like it's a home run, and then you get the sensational catch, and they're done yet again. I don't know if that's an example of confidence, but certainly it's the sort of thing that is yet another blow. I you know, I was saying to David, I'm not sure they're going to win five more games. You look at, they've won, what is it, seven games since July 1st? Ozzy, you guys used to win seven games in a week back in the day.
Well, that's kind of kidding me because, you know, obviously there's no doubt about it. Offense is being, but also, you know, I mean, back in the bullpen, it was, you know, I mean, it's just something you like. I think you can even try to do that bad. I say, okay, guys, let's do bad. Let's blow games. I don't think you even try to do that. But one question my kids asking me, I said, Dad, you watch the team every day. Name five guys at the bullpen or the White Sox right now. And I was shocked. I don't know, remember the names. I don't remember Brady. No, it's like he told me, say, Dad, name me five guys, not eight, nine. Name me five guys out of the bullpen the White Sox have right now. And I like, I said Brevia. I almost say Kopech, but you know, it's like, and then he told me, say, you see every day somebody different arms, different people. You know, I mean, just like, it was right. You know, the bullpen is, they try to look at the solution out of the bullpen. They don't have one. It's going to be like that for the rest of the season, guys. Sorry to say that, but and I'm very optimistic about Buckler going to get better. They only have one team. I think it's the Angels coming up, and it's the only team they're not really competing for anything. The rest of the team, because they're going to face, because they're competing for something. I just hear you guys talking about the Cubs chasing the Mets. And, yeah, they're chasing the Mets, but the Mets going to face the White Sox. They got opportunity for them to just walk away from the Cubs 1.5 games out. But believe me, it's just like you don't know what to do. It's just like, you know what I mean, every day is something different. I never see anybody play like the Sosa played yesterday. I never see nobody hit in the head.
What was that all about?
Yeah, I see him hit in the head. You can make errors. Listen, errors is part of the game, guys. Okay? But when I see him hit in the head, he's lucky, you know, hit in the eyes or broken nose. But I like what the – then he's hitting, okay, with the game on the line.
Yes.
First pitch, ball. Second pitch, kid. You're going to be a sweeper. Behind the count, they're not going to throw you a strike, okay? Sweeper. Swing and a miss. Next pitch, ball. Why you think the guy going to throw you a next pitch, a fastball right in the middle of the plate? Sweeper, fly ball to right field. That's the thing. All those computer things, all that stupid thing to do with Major League Baseball about numbers and this and that, throw it away. I just want to tell Jerry, you know, all those guys, just this and this is a way to waste money. You had a coach like, okay, you throw behind the count, throw you a sweeper. You got behind the count, like, why you going to think you going to throw you again when you're swinging a sweeper behind the count? They're going to go back with a sweeper. And it's like, that's why I told my kids, I don't get it. I don't know how people play baseball now. They're not teaching this kid. They just go out there and just go by the computer and all this stuff. And this guy's all, you know, I mean, it's just so different thing. Or maybe we don't have talent. Maybe we don't have talent, okay? We know we don't have talent, but my God, they don't have no common sense what's going on the field.
Well, Lenin Sosa made those two misplays at second base, and then he had the he watched his pop-up, and he got in the way of the catcher, and then he got hit in the face. I think he should never have been on the field. After the catcher interference that he got in the way, they should have benched him, Ozzy. That, his head was not in the game, and then he got hit in the head. So, strange
guy. I will ask him, say, you okay? You know what I mean? Like, hey, man, what's up? You okay? Why? I don't think your head is on the game.
Right.
So, but the funny thing is about it, hey, listen, guys, managing is communication with the players. Good communication or bad communication. The manager has to know exactly what they are, what they, you know what I mean, what they're thinking. All those mistakes, you know, criticize the player when they make mistakes. Okay, you ask him what you were thinking. Tell me what you were thinking. In that at bat, tell me what you were thinking in that play when you catch the ball. All those little things, just ask me about it. Tell me about it. And I don't see that. Maybe, you know, I mean, maybe inside the clubhouse, they talk about it with the infield coach, with the hitting coach. They might do. But you got to do it right away. I said, listen, communication is the, is one thing. It's very important to see what the player is thinking, what they think about it, what, you, what they think they're going to do about it. I say, hey, you might go to face this guy and lay in the game. By the way, yesterday, Lenny Sosa, we watching the game. Listen, I don't like to watch baseball, at least I don't be paying, okay? Lenny Sosa is on that circle. It's a lefty on. He's watching the lefty throw. Papi, you're not going to face the lefty. They have a righty up for you. Watch the guy in right field in the bullpen.
Oh. That's got to be communicated, as you, as Ozzy was saying. That's got to be something that when that's noticed in the dugout, somebody tells Lenin Sosa to not be watching or focused on the lefty who is not going to face him, but keep an eye on the bullpen on the righty who will.
I think we have Ozzy. Ozzy, I guess when I look at this whole thing with what's going on with Garrett Crochet, and you go back to the weather creeping in, and you know, I don't know how it happened, but they decide to start that game, and next thing you know, you got four pitches, and you're coming back the next day. Is that it? Are we going to see Crochet, and to what end? Like, why do we need to keep watching Garrett Crochet go out there? Is that somehow helping his trade value? Is it helping get him a certain number of innings? Is putting him on a limit of pitches a wise idea? I just don't know, David, what they're doing with Crochet and why they're continuing it in the way they are.
Well, they're letting him help dictate
why
the way it goes. What's odd about it, if you're going to keep Garrett Crochet, I understand that. If you're going to keep him as a cornerstone of your franchise and build around him, I understand that.
But they're not keeping him.
But if they plan to trade him, I don't understand
that. All that can happen is he hurts his value.
Well, you're going to damage your trade value if you aren't good. You're also going to potentially damage your arm if you're injured.
Ozzy, why do we keep seeing Garrett Crochet, and will this end sooner rather than later?
You know what? So do you think about it? Shut him down. Shut him down. They're already good. Did enough to me. Did enough. Good job to me. It's a good job, not a bad job, to maintain him healthy. But shut it down, because you know why? It's one thing about it. You do a Crochet a favor to continue to work on it. I understand that. I'm truly with him. But at the end of the day, you heard on the rest of the guys, but covering innings, they should be covered. That's what I think. That's my opinion. I said, listen, we're going to shut you down, and we're going to have a guy with less talent than you throwing, but they have to go there because they have to think about the rest of the pitchers. They got 1 month left, guys. And if you continue to do that, the bullpen is going to be, they have to go with like 10 men. Like, they got to go with seven guys in the field, and everybody got to go in the bullpen because that hurt the bullpen. And now it's too late. Like, now it's just time, like, I say, you know what? Okay, we did what we were supposed to do. We had to shut you down because our bullpen didn't kill not just because Crochet, the bullpen midfield without Crochet too. But I think they got to think about how to make a solution with that problem.
Ozzie, the Royals went from 106 losses last year to a team that is at the top of the division in the AL Central. I don't think that is something the White Sox can look to or point toward as something that's realistic for them. But number one, how did the Royals do that? And number two, what hope will that give teams who are struggling this year, maybe not to the White Sox extent, but who are struggling and want to think that they can be the next version of the Royals?
Nope. The reason the Royals are what they are, and it's just because the White Sox. If you take the games away, would that be the White Sox? The Royals be like the very bad team. But in the meanwhile, the White Sox don't have Bobby Witt. They don't have a kid called Perez. They don't have a kid calling, the little third baseman is a good player. You know, this is different. And by the way, the Royals are a bunch of kids. Besides, you take Perez out of the lineup, they still have very young talent. All right? Their pitching is better. I don't see. I wish, I hope. Oh, my God. I'd be the first one jumping up and down if they do the same stuff the Royals did. But I don't think so. If people want to say, we're going to be, you know what? It's a funny thing about it because I remember when the Houston Astros was good, every organization wanted to be like Houston Astros. Everyone. And they find out they were cheating. Okay, we're not going to be Houston Astros. Oh, let's go be Tampa. Why? Oh, they're so good. They do this. All of a sudden, they see Tampa is never making the playoffs. They said, no more Tampa. And now who they're going to be? Okay. You know, I mean, it's just baseball. People have to stay. Organizations have to stay what you have. So don't try to build a ball club because another organization is your example. And I think that's a big problem baseball has right now. You know, the way somebody go, let's go by numbers because Tampa is good about numbers. No, Tampa just don't have no money to spend in players if they have to do that. And they have to say, oh, yeah, they have success. Of course they did. Very, very nice thing. Look at the Baltimore. Take a little while, but they did it. Why? They draft very well. They development very well. And that's the reason those guys are what they are right now. Because they forgot they lose a lot of games, but the team, they got so much talent there. It was amazing how much talent they still have. And the White Sox had to start over. Start over everything, and you say, okay, that's the team we're going to be. I remember, the last trade. The last days of trade. When I say in the air, this is going to be this from now on. From now on, it's Chris Getz era. Okay, now he make the last trade in trade deadline. And I say, I told Chuck Garfield, listen, right now, to me, start count Chris Getz era. Now we're going to see what they can do, what they cannot do. And but what I see, wow, it's just it's something I don't see the light of the tunnel very close. But I think the talent in the minor league is good. We have to wait and see.
I can't believe I'm going to ask you this, but I saw Yoan Moncada playing in AAA. Is he coming back, and what would the point be? And I guess if he comes back, he's coming back as the third baseman.
I think he will come back. He's coming back as the third baseman. Why not? He's better than Vargas.
Yeah.
He's better than Sosa. Why not coming back and see what he can bring? If something goes good, hey, next year I invite him to spring training. Here's your minor league contract. You got to show me you can play or you cannot. That's it. I know who you are. I know what you do. Here's your minor league contract. Now you have to play for real. And now you have to control yourself. You have to play harder. I don't say he's not playing harder because injuries is something you cannot control, so injuries. But I think he's the best third baseman right now, besides Ramos. Ramos, where's Ramos? Is they calling right for 1 minute? You know what I mean? It just takes days to confuse me. But to me, Ramos is a better third baseman than Vargas. To me, I might be wrong. I only see Vargas for a couple of days. Ramos better than Vargas. Ramos is better than Sosa. I don't see any, you know, I don't really see anything about, you know, I mean, I don't know why, what they have in mind. I don't know exactly what's going on with Ramos, but to me, the time Ramos playing in the big league, to me, is way better than Vargas and Sosa at third base. But, you know, obviously, Vargas got more, a little bit more experience, whatever it is, but I don't know exactly what to do with Ramos.
Ozzy, we know you're looking forward to September 30th. Save the date. That's a Monday. Special fundraising event benefiting the Rincon Family Services. Ozzy Guillen will be part of the event to raise funds for mental health, bringing awareness and inspiring others at Cog Hill Golf and Country Club, og13.org/golf. Ozzy, that's going to be a great event.
I think so. It's just something, you know, every time we do something, I've been doing my Ozzy Foundation for a long time. We started back in Venezuela. Now Chicago gave us the opportunity to continue to help people. Hey, we do stuff to help others. That's it. You know what I mean? We don't do that stuff to say, oh, look at how great our man Ozzy Guillen is helping the community. I've been helping White Sox community since 1985. They can ask, and you can have a probably relocation, whatever it is. But we just do it just to help people. And I think I have fun. I like it. And hopefully we have a great time that day.
Now it's time for Ozzy's Outlook, brought to you by Four Winds Resort and Casino. I guess we got to go tomorrow. The Cubs are at the Nationals tomorrow. What are your thoughts on the Cubs winning a game? And are the Sox off today?
Sox are on today, day game.
Okay.
The finale in the series against the Rangers at Guaranteed Rate Field.
Are the Sox finally going to win a game?
Nope. Okay. Oh, they have Eovaldi throwing today?
Yeah.
I don't know about that. Eovaldi throwing today, that's like, you know, me and the Texas Rangers, you know, they're going to take advantage. The motivation they have from last night game is very important. And I don't know how the White Sox are going to wake up after that knockdown in the last round. I don't know how they're going to wake up and continue to fight. But I doubt the White Sox, man, baseball is so crazy. They're going to come back and play with the Cubs. Be playing a little bit better, but the thing is strange, like hot and cold. But I don't think the White Sox will win today.
And the Cubs tomorrow, what do you think?
National, yes.
Yeah, they're on a roll.
They're on a roll, 9 out of 12.
Yeah,
they're
definitely
coming in hot, Oz. All right, great stuff.
Thank you, Ozzy.
All right, I had a great time, guys.
You too.
That is Ozzy Guillen. Always fun to talk to Ozzy. Boy. It's really
he's right, though. Days. Travis Jankowski's catch of Andrew Vaughn's would-be home run was one of the best plays you're going to see at any time in any game.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, he went high.
I know, but he went high. Couldn't he just
I'm saying,
throw a bone?
And then over he contorted his glove over the fence, and he brought it back. And Vaughn, he just stood there looking like, did he just do that?
It's still only August 29th.
I know. Lost 103.
Yeah. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Score.
It was a lot of fun. Just a heck of a job by everybody. Staying in the fight, not giving in, and just continue. Like, just had great at bats. I mean, the at bats off, you know, Chapman, Bednar, some good pitchers. Just moving the line, everybody moving the line. It was really impressive. And dugout got some momentum and some vibes after we put up three in the eighth and hit in the leadoff single by Saya, and we put together a heck of an inning in the ninth.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That is interesting to hear. That, of course, the voice of Craig Counsell talking about the Cubs coming back in the ninth inning, scoring their six runs and winning against Pittsburgh 14-10. Right,
14-10. They kicked the extra point, made it 14-10.
That is a football score.
Yes, 11 unanswered runs. And this was a game that they will remember. It might be their biggest win of the year. It's unbelievable what Christian Bethencourt has done since he joined the Cubs. He joined the Cubs and has played 11 games. In only 11 games, he's hit .407. He is 11 for 27, essentially a hit per game. His OPS is 1.337. He has three home runs and has driven in 15 runs in those 11 games. Seven yesterday. Miguel Amaya got the day off. He's one of the hottest catchers offensively in the second half of the season in the National League. And we talked a day earlier. Remember that conversation? Well, has he changed the way the Cubs look at the offseason in their catching void? They have a 1-2 punch that's got to be one of the best in the league right now. Bethencourt, that's the Christian Bethencourt game. I thought it was going to be the Paul Skeens game again. I thought he was going to strike out eight or more Cubs. But we did both say, you get rid of Skeens, you get past that, and they were going to come back and win in the ninth. I didn't think neither one of us envisioned them winning in the ninth in this way.
Well, I don't think either one of us thought they'd get, give up 10 runs.
No.
And
no.
Be down 10-3.
Texter points out a good distinction we need to make. Kind of hard on Kyle Hendricks. I get that. I'm a little frustrated with him, like a lot of Cub fans. If Isak Paredes makes the play and doesn't wait for Dansby Swanson to bail him out, and that kind of ball that dropped, maybe it's a different outcome. Maybe Kyle Hendricks performs differently and has a different stat line. But he didn't get out of that jam. It only got worse, and he never made it past the second inning. So where are you with Kyle Hendricks? You think they give him another start?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I do. I think they've made a decision to keep him for the season. I mean, how much money do they save if they get rid of him at this point? Does that put them under the luxury tax? I doubt.
I don't think you get rid of him. I think you give him the respect of keeping him on the roster. I don't think you have to use him.
Hmm.
Unless he's coming out of the bullpen like he did and kind of resuscitated his season when he went to the bullpen the first time.
Yep.
And he was okay for a few starts and you could live with it a little bit, but now every game matters so much. You've got an opportunity going into Washington, D.C. and you need to sweep the Nationals.
Oh, you definitely need to sweep them.
I know they just beat the Yankees, but you got to sweep the Nationals, and then the Pirates come to Wrigley, and then it gets really interesting because then you have to go against the Yankees eventually, And then you got the Dodgers on the schedule. Everyone else is beatable, but those two series are going to be trouble. So every game matters. I don't know how many more starts you can afford to give or waste with Kyle Hendricks. And your offense can only carry you so far. This offense has been unbelievable in terms of the way it's turned things around.
So I know Pittsburgh has been pretty bad of late. They were in the mix earlier in the year, but they are 62-71. And the Nationals, despite getting the better of the Yankees yesterday and winning a series, they are 61-73. So they're worse than the Pirates. And, you know, frankly, the Cubs, they need to put together wins. And we've talked about, why aren't they sweeping teams? Why can't they sweep teams? Well, you know, the way to do it is the way they just did it. And now they've won, what is it, three in a row? If they could sweep this series, they'd have a season-high six-game winning streak.
That's how you get back in it.
That's how
they've won 9 out of 12.
Yep.
Three in a row.
Yep.
The Washington series is winnable. It's not only winnable, but it is sweepable. Is that a word? Sweepable?
We're going to call it a word.
Okay. Kyle Hendricks, by the way, Hendricks is guaranteed money through the end of the season, so that's kind of a moot point. Okay. But I do believe it's worth remembering. Jordan Wicks is one rehab start away from maybe rejoining the Cubs. Rosters expand by a couple September 1st. Mm. I think you might want to see what you've got in Jordan Wicks again. Ben Brown is going to be shut down likely for the year. That doesn't sound good. Hayden Wesneski, when he comes back, if he comes back, it will be in a bullpen role. I think Jordan Wicks is the guy that could qualify as a potential starter down the stretch in Craig Timber.
Bob is in Woodstock. He wants to answer the Hendricks question. Hey, Bob.
Good morning, fellas. Yeah, here's the thing with Hendricks. Yesterday, he didn't get one call of balls on the edges. Not one. And if he doesn't get any of those, he's done, because then he has to lay his 88-mile fastball or his 82-mile changeup in the right in the middle of the strike zone. And he has no chance then. And I thought that ump was just – he was squeezing the whole day. He's considered a hitter-friendly pitcher. Ump, I get it. He really is. I mean, I think Hendricks is serviceable. You got to give him a break here. You can't give him on that game yesterday anyway.
I hear you, Bob. Ron Kramer was saying the same thing on the score. I know they were squeezing him a little bit, and that's hard to do with a guy like Hendricks who is so exact. It happens, though. That's baseball, right? Umps are bad. Umps can be bad. That doesn't really excuse.
Yeah, I don't think you can. I would agree. Umps can be bad. That's a fair sentence.
All right.
Umps are bad.
Well, they can be.
You're kind of casting a wide net.
It's a wide net.
And why are you mean to George McCaskey?
I'm not trying to be mean to anybody. I don't want to be mean to Kyle Hendricks. He is among my favorite Cubs. It's hard to win a playoff spot. To do so, you've got to make some tough decisions. You can't blame it all on the umps or Isak Paredes being really slow to getting to that ball. Those things would have factored in and made a different outcome for Kyle Hendricks. But I don't know. I mean, hasn't it felt like every time he goes out, he's a little bit on borrowed time anyway?
Oh, my God.
No.
No, I mean, we all are, aren't we?
No.
Ron is on the south side. Our guy Ron has something to say about what Ozzie said. Hey, Ron.
Wow. That White Sox loser must be getting the Ozzie. Did he say Yoan Moncada bring him back in the spring off of a minor league contract? Or either see him now? Oh, no, no. Maybe the heat is getting the Ozzie. I don't know.
Ozzie did say he had a poor reaction to the shingle shot.
It's a lot of, could be some different factors, but real quick. I mean, we have gotten rid of Eloy, and I don't care what the guy does, Kopech does in Atlanta. All of that is gone. And to me, and I said this, he more than anyone, Yoan Moncada, epitomizes the complete failure of this organization. Certainly, you know, injuries play a part. Yeah. But this guy, like they say, if he get a hangnail, he didn't play. But he is the face of the failure as far as position player and Michael Kopech. So, Ozzy, respect you a lot, but that I just no. I don't want to see him. Period.
Yeah.
And Mully, you mentioned it.
Yeah.
I mean, why?
No.
Why put him out there?
But Ron, there are a list of guys I don't want to see again ever for the White Sox. There's a growing list, I might add. But Yoan, I think I've seen enough.
Plus, I don't know why you would give him at bats that either Ramos or Vargas would have at third base or playing time. You've got two guys who you need to get a better idea of what you have in Ramos and Vargas down the stretch. Moncada coming back? No, thank you.
Yeah.
I think he and Kyle Hendricks could spend this month of September watching their respective teams.
Texter checks in, as far as the Royals are concerned, they got so much better by dumping their garbage on the White Sox. Is that what happened? Okay. What are you going to do? I do think, though, that you got to keep lighting a candle if you're the Cubs. That's all. Right?
Well, you're going to keep winning. You're going to keep in it. You got to stay in it as relevant as long as you can. You have a chance. They've been a very good team in August.
Talking about the Taylor Swift candle.
Oh, the Taylor Swift candle?
Yep.
Yeah, I guess that could be something they'd bring to Washington. But if they... Yeah.
No.
It's a fun story.
They got to keep with it. Whatever, you know, it's like this is the problem when you do something silly and it works. You got to keep doing it.
Especially when you bring attention to it.
Well, that's my point.
Yeah, and you volunteered you fessed up to it. It's good. It's fun. I'm glad that Craig Counsell was the guy that kind of acknowledged it publicly. I don't think anyone else did before he did, right?
I don't know that anyone else is glad that he did. But that's fun stuff. We're going to talk to Chris Chelios next. Mully and Haw on the Score.
Chris Chelios. Up the boards to Chelios with room. He shoots. Score! BetMGM ambassador. The king of sportsbooks.
Nice play by Chris Chelios.
Hockey Hall of Famer.
Chris Chelios is not human. I'm convinced of it. Not only will he go in the Hall of Fame, I think he should go in the Smithsonian.
Blackhawks legend.
Chelios will add defense, but he'll also add offense to the Hawks.
Steve Smith ahead to Murphy. Nichols at the line. Chelios moving in. Chelios scores! Chris Chelios has won it for Chicago.
Three-time Stanley Cup champion.
What a competitor Chris Chelios has been over the years, and he's been a winner every place he's ever been.
Chris Chelios with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Chris Chelios joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. And Chris, of course, a BetMGM ambassador brought to you by BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Morning. I'm great. Big day today.
Yeah. I mean, it's good to see what happened yesterday.
What's today?
Well, it's
Pearl Jam's playing at Wrigley.
Oh, okay. I knew you were talking about the White Sox.
Yeah, I thought maybe you were talking about the Bears. I thought I didn't realize Pearl Jam was playing at Wrigley
Field tonight.
Is that why they're not playing?
That's why the Cubs aren't playing.
They cleared town?
They cleared the decks.
Yeah. 11 days till the Bears, so we got a little time, but I'm looking forward to that too.
Yeah. Do you know that guy well? Jeremy Spoken guy? What's his name?
I've been a Pearl Jam fan since early 90s. I got traded actually in 91 right when they came out that album, so the timing was perfect for the years we had in Chicago and the Bulls run. So that was a great album at that time.
So how good are Chris Chelios' seats tonight for the concert, or are you on stage?
I'm going to just, I usually make my way, buy those cheap general admission tickets and go right to the front. So, yeah. I love it.
It's supposed to be nice weather. It'll be a nice night out at Wrigley.
Yeah, they haven't had much luck when it come to the weather. You know, that lightning storm they had the one year and had to postpone. It was like a 7-hour show. That was a tough one on the liver. But, yeah, and then I think someone actually got COVID the last time, United Center, when they announced the jersey retirement thing and missed the next show. So hopefully they get two great days of weather here for the weekend.
Stay safe out there.
Yeah, that's a great band, and they do a great job. And he is a good Chicagoan. You know, you think of him because of the grunge and everything. You associate him with the Seattle scene, but he's always been a great Chicago fan.
Huge Cubs
all
fan.
Sports. Yeah, huge Cubs fan.
Huge.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, he's got this unbelievable memory as it is, but as far as all the sports, and, you know, he can name everybody from the 80s, 90s, you know, his heyday, I guess, would have been 83 to 86 with, you know, when he was back here living here. But yeah, he's a Northside guy. That's the only knock against him, but we'll take him.
All right, Chelly, how much are you watching Hard Knocks? What do you think of it?
You know, I've never been a fan of it, and I keep hearing about it, but the Bears one was supposedly really good, but I just don't watch it, unfortunately.
Yeah, I don't blame you. David loves it. I think it's kind of, I think the Bears are controlling the message too much, and it kind of bummed me out. Again, I think we follow the team too closely, but when they're doing stories about guys who were cut earlier in the day, it's just tough to watch. I mean, that's just me.
Yeah, I think the personalities, I think sports need personalities in the game, all sports. We shied away from all that stuff. It just wasn't a thing. But, you know, I think one kid in particular, Matthew Tkachuk, is really good for hockey. You know, he is who he is in the rink, off the ice, and in front of the camera. And it's good that they've done these shows and brings out some of the personalities. But like you said, it's a lot of it's probably edited and not, you know, in acting.
Do you ever have any cameras following your teams around? How would you have treated cameras in your face all the time?
Well, it wasn't myself, quite honestly. Detroit would have been the closest to they followed that team in 2002 with the Hall of Fame guys. So they, that was a little uncomfortable when you have in the rooms. You seem to clam up when they're in the dressing room with you. The minute they leave, everybody gets loud again. So it's just, it was different. But again, the guys are trying, and all sports, especially football with the Hard Knocks, I think they do a pretty good job.
The Bears, a lot of reason for excitement. I think everybody kind of pumped up to see what the quarterback will look like. Ryan Poles yesterday spoke and said, he was asked about his expectations for Williams. He said that he wants him to lean on the talent around him, and then when the time is right, and it's an instinctual thing, to bring out that special. And it was super cool to hear the way he broke that down, but I also think it's a pretty good idea to kind of take what you get, but then do your thing when it matters most.
Yeah, I think they're just trying to take a little bit of the pressure off him, you know, being the first pick overall. Going to try and make it easy for him. And they did surround him with some great players, some good receivers. So we'll see when they get a couple touchdowns, down sometime. We'll see what Caleb's going to have to throw the ball and see what the talent and the skill level that everybody's hoping that he has. So, but it's good. I did see that interview, and I think that's a good way to approach it, not putting all the pressure on him.
Charlie, the Cubs scored 11 unanswered runs. They've now won 3 in a row, and they are crediting the Taylor Swift candle that they light before games. What do you think of that?
I don't even know what that means, but anyway, it's great to see them. Yeah, I like Taylor Swift. You know, how can you not like her? But no, I think that's brutal. That's the whole Taylor Swift thing. But no, that was a great game. The 7 RBIs by the one player. Yeah, but no, it's superstitions, right? So they think that's helping them. Good.
You're great.
You know, they're closing in on that wild card, and at least we got a race, right? We got
exactly.
The Cubs in that race, and I think we talked about it about 3 weeks ago when they were 3.5 games back. Now they're, you know, creeping up again. So it's a good way to finish the season here. We got something to look forward to for the Cubs.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to just the idea of them, putting more than five in a row together. Their longest win streak was five in a row. They've done that twice. And, you know, we've been waiting for them to sort of sweep a bad team, and they finally did it yesterday. They had a score, whatever, nine runs in the last few innings to do so. But, hey, they got it done. It was tons of fun to see.
Yeah, no, there's been some exciting games. I mean, they come from behind. They're just scoring a lot. That Pete Crow Armstrong looks like he's coming around to be the type of player they thought he was. So he's on fire now. So, yeah, maybe a little too late, but, you know, that's why it's so important, you know, regular season to get off to a great start, which they did. They just got in a funk there for, you know, a month, month and a half where guys weren't even, you know, right around batting 200. So that hurt them. But, you know, it's coming, and – you know, there's promise there, so it's going to be fun to watch them down this last stretch here.
Have fun tonight, Chelly.
Yeah, I will. Thanks, you guys.
See you, bud. That is Chris Chelios. That is awesome. If there's a good concert, a good party, you know he's there.
He's there.
And those 10-hour delays.
Good for the liver.
Tough on the liver.
Not good for the liver.
No.
Bad for the liver.
Oh God.
Yeah, he's definitely real. He's as real as they come. Not a big Taylor Swift fan, apparently.
Oh, that's beautiful. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.